Good morning, the Exotics Vet. This is Kiri speaking. Okay, where are you coming from? Bribie. Okay. Yeah, she's not in this afternoon, but I can get you in with Dr. Brock, who also sees reptiles. Yep. I can do 3:40 this afternoon. Yep. And now we haven't seen you here before with any other patients. No? Okay. And sorry, I didn't catch your first name. And your surname, Danny? And your email address? Yep. 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 And the best contact number is the one that you're calling on now. And your address. Yep. Yep. Excellent. And the name of this blue tongue that we'll be seeing? Is it female? And how old is she approximately? Okay, and it's blue tongue. Okay, I'll pop you in at 3:40. Now, what's she doing that's concerning you? Yep. Yep. Mhm. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. Mhm. Okay. Yeah, okay, sure. Has she gone to the toilet recently? Okay. If she happens to do a fecal sample, and if you can bring that along, just so we can check for parasites or something like that that might be causing her to be unwell, just pop it. As long as it stays moist. So if it's if she's done one in the enclosure and you see it, you can get it, pop it in a Ziploc bag. Don't put any paper in it because that'll absorb the moisture out of it. Or if you're a human nurse, if you've got any sterile pots lying around, pop them in one of those. Yeah. And then bring it along. As long as it stays moist, we'll be able to have a look at it. But if it's too dry, we might need to try and get a fresh sample when she's here. But yeah. Yeah. Yeah, okay. Well, I've got you in at 3:40. I have sent through a questionnaire to your email. If you can just fill that out prior to coming in, just to give us a bit of history on her husbandry, her enclosure setup, things like that. Bring that sample along if you can get one. If not, don't stress too much. But we'll see you at 3:40. Not a problem. We'll see you then. Thank you. Yeah, you'll be looking at 170 for the consultation. Not a problem. We'll see you then. Okay. Thank you. Bye.